Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome to Brokenomics. Now, in this episode, it is extremely hot in the studio and I am going to be talking about bonds because I'd say the most common question that I think I get asked looking through the comment bit is, because I keep referencing the debt, but I don't really kind of go into how the bond market works or anything like that. And the most common question I get asked is, well, who owns all this debt? And some variation of, well, how big are these numbers then? Because, we know the US debt has recently passed $37 trillion, but, you know, what the hell is a trillion? I mean, no one's really got an intuitive understanding of that. So what I'm going to do in this episode, and I'll try and make it a little bit more short and condensed, because it is a bit of a... it's not the most Hollywood of stories, the bond market. So I'll try and keep it tight, but important. So we do, how does the bond market work? Who actually owns this debt? Why do they buy it? How big is actually a trillion? And, where do we go from here? A bit of that. So without further ado, the story all starts with the bond auction. And, it's the US government. I'm going to use the US government for this rather than the UK government because the numbers are bigger and a bit more impressive. And also they kind of dominate because they're, the world's leading currency. That's where all the action is. But process is similar for any other country. So it all starts with the bond auction. And for the US Treasury, they basically, put out on their website that they announced that they're going to be doing an auction. And these happen fairly regularly. Anyone can go on the Treasury website and see what's coming up. So they might say, look, we're going to be doing a $60 billion issuance of two-year notes, come place your bids. Now, pretty much anyone is allowed to bid, but there were two classifications of bidders. There's the big institutions, banks, hedge funds, asset managers, that sort of thing, and they are allowed to submit what's called competitive bids, which basically means they will set what rate they are willing to accept on the debt that they are taking on. That will vary over time between them willing to accept quite a low yield on their investment and other times they will demand a much higher yield, as is what has been going on more lately. Everybody else can submit non-competitive bids, and that basically means that you just get whatever the clearing price was. How do they work out that clearing price, I hear you ask? Well, it's done by a Dutch auction. So what happens is... everyone submits their bids and they get filled from the bottom up. So the lowest yield first. So the government wants to pay, the US Treasury wants to pay the lowest possible yield out that it has to because it wants its future cash flow obligations to be nice and low. So it starts from the lowest yield and then it goes up until it gets to what they call the stop out yield, which is where they've basically filled, in this case, $60 billion. And then everybody pays that stop out rate. So even if you said, look, I'll accept a 2% yield, which would be a bit excessive, but you could say that. But the thing actually stopped out at 4.1%. Then everybody is going to get that 4.1%. So you don't lose out by submitting a lower bid. If you submit to higher bids, say, I want a yield of 8%, well, you're unlikely to get an allocation then, unless things have gone seriously wrong. And if you're above the stop-off yield, you basically get you don't get your allocation. And I should also mention the backstop in this process, which is the primary dealers. So there's a special group, about 25 banks and brokers, and they're called primary dealers. And these guys are basically required to show up to every auction and buy their fair share, even if the demand is otherwise weak. And this basically is a little bit of protection for the government that they give these guys a bit of extra access. But by the same time, they don't want their auctions to ever fail, because then they couldn't do whatever it is that they need the money for, paying welfare or bombing somewhere or whatever, all the important work that the government does. So they want to make sure they always get these auctions away. Doesn't really ever come down to these primary dealers, but in theory it could do. Demand on this stuff is generally pretty good. That's measured by something called the bid to cover ratio. So a ratio of 2.5 would mean that for every $1 of debt issued, there was $2.50 making the attempt to get hold of that $1 worth. So bid to cover. In fact, the example that I picked out before, the one I looked up was the 60 billion issuance. That was last month, and the bid cover on that was 2.66. So it's pretty good. Even with the 10-year notes, it's still normally above 2.4. Although that is down from years past. Especially decades ago, when the bid ratio was significantly higher than it is now, so fewer people are turning up, but there are still plenty of people turning up for this stuff. So anyway, the auction closes, the bonds are issued and settled. The securities land in their account, the cash is taken out, the money goes to the U.S. Treasury. Goes in their general reserve, and then they can spend it on whatever it happens that they need it for. Now, you might ask, well, what happens if you say there's a good bid to cover ratio, but what happens if the auction does flop? Firstly, they've got those primary dealers in order to prevent that, but also the yields can basically just rise on it. So let's say that they're doing a new issuance and something has materially affected the world's view of lending money to the US, you might just find that it goes through at a higher percentage. So the cutoff bid will be up at, say, 5% or 6%, maybe even 7% or 8%. But there's probably always going to be somebody who is willing to lend that money at a rate. That rate just might get punitively high. The US government, for a long time, sort of post 2008 or so, was able to get away with lending, borrowing money at rates that are, functionally zero, a little bit above zero. And now they're having to pay, 4 or 5%, and this is starting to get a little bit more unwieldy. So, what is going on with these prices? This market, the depth and size of this market, because the US Treasury market is simply enormous. It is the biggest and most liquid financial market in the world, bar none. Every weekday, it shifts around 1.1 trillion in trading volume. And that's just cash bonds. If you add in futures and overnight lending, you're probably looking at about 6 trillion a day is going through this. So this is by no means, a side room of Wall Street. This is the main room of Wall Street. You might think it's stocks or, derivatives or something else, but no, it is bonds. That's where all the action is. Worth noting that not all of the Treasury bonds are necessarily fungible. They are fungible, but they're not quite seen as equal. So imagine you've got two 10-year bonds maturing in 10 years, and they both pay the same interest. You might think that they're identical, but actually the newer one is considered to be on the run, which is the term that they use, meaning that it's the one that the traders want because it's newer, it's more liquid, it trades in slightly tighter spreads. Everybody knows its price, and it's easier to sell instantly. It's got a slight liquidity premium to it. So people pay slightly more for newer stuff because, you know, they can turn it around if they need to. Right. The other thing is who's doing the buying of this? Because you might be imagining, you know, chaps in blazers and glasses screaming into a phone and all that sort of stuff. More than half of it these days is high frequency trading firms. You know, the Citadel Securities, Jump Trading, you know, all of those type of people. They are on this, and half of it is just a computer. It's just an algorithm at this point, and the rest of it is being lined up by, you know, chaps behind computer screens. I don't think much of it is done by phone these days. In fact, any of you can participate in this market. They've got a website. Did I mention that earlier? Treasury Direct. So you can go and place a bid if you wanted to. The reason they use trading algorithms is because they can feed the news flow into this stuff, and they've already worked out, you know, what reaction they want it to have to, you know, latest CPI numbers or news or whatever it else, and then the algorithm can react faster. And they do a lot of buying and selling of this stuff, basically to extract a tiny margin, but they do it at scale and very, very fast. And therefore, that tiny margin accumulates quite nicely over the course of time. I mean, to the point where if you are doing one of these high-frequency trading stuff, there is a scrabble to get your internet connection connected as close as you possibly can to the exchange. For the reason that microseconds actually count on this stuff, because you want to be a microsecond ahead of your competitor, not a microsecond behind your competitor. The other thing we should talk about is that the big players, they generally aren't using their own. In fact, quite rarely are they using their own cash to buy these treasuries. What they actually do is borrow the money. And then use the treasuries that they've just bought with the borrowed money as collateral on the loan that they took to buy the treasuries. Okay, I hope that makes sense. This is basically a repurchase agreement, or repo. Everybody just calls it a repo arrangement.
If you would like to see the full version of this premium video, please head over to lotuseaters.com and subscribe to gain full access to all of our premium content.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.